about Will's children, and maybe you can name them for us.
Will Jr. was the oldest. He was out of college then, of course, when his dad was killed, and he was working in the Beverly Hills Citizen newspaper at that time. Uncle Will had bought the newspaper building, and they were still in there and publishing. And in the basement was a vault, a big vault. Aunt Betty had clipping services all over to send every little word about Will Rogers and any of his things said on the air or newspaper or any place went there, and it was filed and stored. So Will Jr. helped with that some. Then the next was Mary. She was a beautiful girl. She wanted on her own to get into acting, so she was going for summer stock out in Maine. She and Aunt Dick were living in a cottage there. She was in a play in the round, and they were in rehearsal at the time of Uncle Will crash. But as kids, he taught them all to ride and to rope and to just love being outdoors. He had that instilled in all of the children. Then Jimmy was the next son. He was in a military school over in New Mexico. So Uncle Will took a bunch of California people over, and they had a big polo match with his college there in New Mexico at one time. And then the youngest was Freddie, and he was a youngster, and he got diphtheria and died. That really did crush Uncle Will. He took that very hard, because he'd lost his mother and he lost his son, and he was so attached, of course, to the children. Jimmy Rogers and I were closer. He was more easy to talk to and down to earth, kind of, exactly like his dad, and I felt closer to him. He said one time, "Coke, you know, my mom said all along that she had four kids to raise because Dad was just like another kid, and he never did discipline us much or anything. It was always her job. She had to be the bad one." He said, "We just thoroughly enjoyed Dad and the time we had with him."
Will Jr. looked a lot like his father, didn't
yes,
he?
Yes, he did, and he was in the movie one time with him. Then, of course, he did the commercials and all, where we all knew him that way later. But he was more studious, and Jim was more like his dad, mischievous and wanting to go all the time and get into something. Mm-hmm. But he had his own ranch, and he raised his children. There are three grandchildren of Will, and they're all Jimmy's children. The oldest is Kim Rogers. He lives in Tennessee and has a ranch. The other one is Betty. She is married and has a family in California. Then Chuck Rogers is the younger. He is in New Mexico now. He just left Cave Creek, Arizona, and has built a ranch and a home in New Mexico. But they never got to know their grandfather. So Chuck came, and he spent about almost 3 weeks one time here at the memorial to read about his grandfather. And their dad never told them very much about him. You know, Jim wouldn't begin to brag or even let people know who he was unless someone else told.
And as you speak, you're the last remaining of the family who actually has firsthand memories of Will. Isn't that true?
That's right.
Yeah.
The other cousins and all of the generation of my dad's generation are gone. His sister Sally was the last of the children to die of the original Rogers family.